You are dead by fire in Jesus' name. Die by fire in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your helps and blessings upon our lives. Thank you, Lord, for miracles you have performed in our lives and situations. Thank you for breakthroughs you have done for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making difficult things easy in our hands. Thank you for making impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for glorifying your name in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for moving mightily to turn our situations around. Thank you for giving us a new, glorious beginning. Thank you for bringing to pass your promises and prophecies for our lives. Thank you for your anointing that you have placed upon us to excel and to succeed. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the good things you have planted in this new year for us and our family members. Thank you for great blessings you have positioned in this new year for us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mighty hand that is healing us and delivering us and keeping us in good health. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful for your faithfulness to us in this ministry. We thank you because every time we pray here on this platform, you always answer. And you have given us so much blessings. Thank you, Lord. I ask that you visit us again tonight. Visit our requests and prayers to fulfill them, to perform them in the name of Jesus. Glorify your Holy Spirit in us and among us as we pray tonight. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing some worship songs. before we go into prayer point. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high. Jesus, we lift your name high. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above all the names higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. Savior, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Holy are you, Lord, all creation call you God. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty, awesome God, awesome God. How great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, and you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth, above all wealth and treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you were, crucified, crucified, laid behind the stone. You lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all, crucified, crucified, laid behind the stone. Jesus, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me, and thought of me above all. Over that gate, I gave you my heart. Over that gate, I gave you my soul. Over that gate, over that gate, I belong to you, Lord. Over that gate, I gave you my heart. Over that gate, I give you my soul. Over that gate, over that gate, I belong to you. Over that gate, over that gate, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over that gate, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me. You suffered all the ends of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted. I really want to worship you, my Lord. You have all my heart, and I am yours forever and ever. I will love you. You are the only one who died for me, gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. I really want to worship you, my Lord. You have all my heart, and I am yours forever and ever. I will love you. You are the only one who died for me, gave your life to set me free. You gave your life. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. O Lord, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Yes, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I is heart provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us. We praise you, we praise you, O Lord. We praise you, we praise you, O Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing, and one more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing, and one more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. Lift our voice. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, Lion of Judah. We worship you, Lord of hosts. God, you reign forever. Ancient of days. God, you reign forever. We worship you, King of glory. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, King of glory. We worship you, Jehovah. We praise you, Jehovah. We praise you, Jehovah. We praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Hey, Jehovah, we praise you. King of glory, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Mighty man of war, Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. Hallelujah. With your voice, with all your heart, with all your soul, begin to praise Him. Praise the King of Israel. Praise the Lord of hosts. Praise I am that I am. Praise the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Praise the one who was and is and is to come. Praise the God who parted the Red Sea and made his people cross on dry ground. Praise him, the one who makes ways where there are no ways. Praise him. Praise him, the one who speaks and it comes to pass. Praise him, he's the one who lifts up a man and no one can bring him down. And he brings down a man and no one could lift him up. Praise your Father, your Helper, your Healer, your Savior, your Deliverer. Praise him. Oh Lord of hosts, we worship you. Miracle worker, mountain mover, way maker. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. You reign forever. You reign forever. You reign forever. O Lord, our Father. O Lord, our God. He shed on this, we worship you. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. No one else can help us as you do. No one else can heal as you heal. No one can save as you save. No one can redeem as you redeem. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. No one can forgive as you do. We worship you, Lord. No one can meet our needs as you do. No one can give us health. No drug can give us health. No supplement can give us health as you give. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for moving mightily in my life and situations to give me victories and deliverances. You're going to say, Father, thank you for moving mightily in my life and environment and situations to give me victories and deliverances. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. See, Father, thank you for moving mightily in my life. See, Father, thank you for moving mightily in my family. Thank you for moving mightily in my environment, in my calling, in my career. Thank you for moving mightily in my life and situations to give me victories and breakthroughs and health and deliverances and healings. Thank you, Lord, for moving mightily in my life to meet me at the point of my needs. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for moving mightily in my life to fight my battles, to crush my enemies, to defend me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. They're going to pray. They're going to say, Father, reveal the way out, the solutions you have already created for my problems. Reveal to me the solutions you already created for my present problems, the solutions you already provided for my present challenges. Oh Lord, reveal them to me in the name of Jesus. The solutions for my present problems and troubles and challenges. Oh Lord, reveal them to me. Begin to talk to God like that. Begin to talk to God like that. You need to understand that before your problems came, the solution has already been provided. Before your problems appeared in your life, the solutions have already been released by God. You just need to see. You just need it to be revealed. Say, oh Lord, reveal the solutions you have provided for my present challenges and obstacles and troubles and limitations. Reveal the solutions now. In the name of Jesus, manifest the solutions now. In the name of Jesus, the way out you already created for my present problems and challenges and lack and hindrances. O Lord of hosts, reveal the solutions now. In the name of Jesus, reveal the solutions now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You need to know that there is nothing happening in your life that is new to God. Nothing. Not one thing happening in your life right now that is new to the Holy Spirit. Nothing. In fact, in the mind of the Holy Spirit, they have already happened before time began, before the foundations of the world were laid. Everything happening to you right now, God already knew them, and he already fixed them. That's the beautiful part of it. He knows them, and have already fixed them. I don't know if you believe that. Yeah. So that means we just need to be connected. We just need to be connected to those solutions, to those victories, because they have already been done. I mean, your victory has been done even before your captivity happened. Your victory, your deliverance has been done even before your captivity and oppression happened. Yeah. So all we need is to, by faith, connect with that victory. Yeah, because it has already been given to you. Your victory has already been given to you. You just need to connect with it. Yeah, so you're going to raise up your right hand. I want you to pray with a heart and mind that really believe what we are talking about. If you don't believe, don't bother to pray. But if you believe that what I am saying right now is true, if you believe that the word of God is true, then pray this prayer. Yeah. If you don't believe, don't bother to pray. If you believe, pray with the whole of your heart. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, connect my life with the victories and breakthroughs and blessings you already have given to me before the world began. Say, Father, connect me with the victories and breakthroughs and blessings you have already given to me before the world began. Connect me with them now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, connect me. Connect me with the victory and breakthroughs and blessings you already have given to me before the world began. Before time began. Oh Lord, connect me with them now. In the name of Jesus. Le haste te deshinegla. Le hesijia tashda. Mahande kadishte delea. Connect me with them. In the name of Jesus. Connect me with them. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Don't stop. Connect me with them. The victories, the blessings, the breakthroughs, the healing, the deliverance, the health, the riches, the wealth you have already given to me before the foundations of the world was laid. Oh Lord, connect me with them now. In the name of Jesus, connect my life with them now. Connect my spirit, soul, and body with them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to your mercy, release those miracles that should have happened in my life by now. Those miracles that should have appeared in my life, that should have happened in my life before now. Oh Lord, release them. Release them now. In my body, release them. In my soul, release them. In my spirit, release them. In my environment, in my life, in my finances, release them now. The miracles that should have appeared in my life by now. Oh Lord, release them now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. According to your mercies, release them now, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, release them now. Release them now. In the name of Jesus, release them now. In the name of Jesus. The miracles that should have happened in my life by now. Oh Lord, release them. Release them. Dihiste eteho sashtanala. Mahanded ehetishinagalea. Release them now. Signs and wonders, restoration, healings, deliverances, breakthroughs, divine visitations, divine encounters, divine interventions that should have happened to me by now. Oh Lord of hosts, release them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Helps that should have happened in my life. Helps that should have visited me, that should have located me before now. Oh Lord of hosts, release them now. Release them now. By the reason of your mercy, release them now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I want to show you from the scripture how everything you need now I've been released before time began, before the foundation of the world were laid or perfected. In Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. I'm going to read verse 2 and verse 3. For unto us was the gospel preached. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2 and verse 3. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that had it. Verse 3, for we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Take note of where it says the works were finished from the foundation of the world. From the foundation of the world. I'm going to read from another translation. For this good news that God has prepared his rest has been announced to us just as it was to them. But it did them no good because they didn't share the faith of those who listened to God. For only we who believe can enter his rest. As for the others, God said, in my anger I took and hold. They will never enter my place of rest. Even though this rest has been ready since he made the world. This rest has been ready since he made the world. And now we preach that gospel of his rest. Even as Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So that rest has been ready since when God made the world. You're going to pray. They're going to say, Father, take me into your rest. They're going to say, Father, take me into your rest. Oh, put a hand to struggling, hardship, sufferings in my life. Take me into your rest. Put a hand to failures, weakness, oppressions, afflictions. Take me into your rest. Your everlasting rest in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Take me into your rest. Take me into your rest. In the name of Jesus, give me rest from afflictions of the enemy. Give me rest from pains. Give me rest from sufferings, hardship, poverty, struggling. Give me rest from struggling with sin. Give me rest from rising and falling. Give me rest from failures. Oh Lord, give me rest. You said in your word that we should come to you. All our loads and burdens that you will give unto us rest. Oh Lord, give me rest. Even this rest that you have made available since when the world began, from the beginning of time, from the beginning of creation. Oh Lord, take me into that rest. In the name of Jesus, take me into that rest. Take me into that rest. Take me into that rest. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so we are preaching a gospel that releases people into rest. Yeah. And if indeed you have believed the gospel, you should be in that rest even now, as I'm talking right now. If truly you have believed the gospel, you should have that rest. And I know you have believed the gospel. Yeah, then that means the rest should manifest in your life. Yeah. You should have rest. You should have rest. You should have rest. You're going to pray. And there's a presence of God that would be in your life, and you will have rest. Yeah, even if the whole world is turning upside down, you will have that rest and peace on every side because of the presence of God in you and with you. But the unfortunate thing is that many Christians don't have that presence of God. That presence of God that puts, that is able to put them in permanent rest, perfect rest, everlasting rest, perfect peace, such that nothing moves you. You are not troubled. You are not confused. Yeah. You are not. You are not suffering. You are not struggling. You are just in that perfect rest. There is a presence of God that produces that in the life of Christians. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, enthrone in my life. Your presence that produces perfect rest and peace. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, enthroned in my life, your praises that produce perfect rest and peace at all times. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So, Lord Jesus, enthroned in my spirit, enthroned in my body, enthroned in my soul, your presence that produces perfect rest, perfect peace, perfect rest, perfect peace, perfect rest, perfect peace. Oh Lord, enthrone that presence in my life, in my environment, in my home, in my marriage, in my career, in my calling. Your presence that produces perfect peace, perfect rest, enthrone it now. In the name of Jesus, enthrone in my life that presence now. In the name of Jesus, now. In the name of Jesus, now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you see, it is those that are afraid of troubles that usually get troubles. Yeah, devil is first going to shake you out of your state of rest before it can succeed over your life. Devil will first attack that rest and peace. So, and once he discovers that you lose that rest and peace, maybe because you were afraid, That is when you will not be able to succeed in the next attack. Yeah, but if devil keeps doing all manner of things against you, and yet you still maintain that rest, that inward rest and peace, he will be scared of you. Yeah. And you can't have that rest and peace in the flesh. You will only have it when you are in the spirit. That is where you find true rest and peace. So if devil is able to get you out of that realm, then the next thing it does to you is likely to succeed. Yeah. The next thing that comes is likely to hit you and hurt you. Yeah, so you must not lose your rest. You must stay in that rest. You must stay in that rest. Even if the whole world is falling apart, you must stay in his rest and don't come out. Don't let fear, anxiety, worries, the cares of this world, temptations, provocations, don't let them remove you from that place of rest. Yeah. So you're going to pray. We say, Lord Jesus, strengthen me and help me to remain in your rest. Strengthen me and help me to remain in your rest. To remain in your rest. Strengthen me, Lord. As you bring me into your rest, strengthen me to remain there and not live there forever. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, strengthen me and help me to remain forever in your rest and peace. Strengthen me to live every day of my life in your rest. Strengthen me to live every day of my life in your rest. Help me, O Lord. Help me not to leave your place of everlasting peace and rest. Help me, Lord. Let nothing in this world be able to take me out of your rest. Let nothing in this world be able to take me out of your peace. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me, O Lord, to remain in your rest. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen me to remain in your rest. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There is rest in the Word of God. God is looking for believers, Christians, that will find rest in His Word. Meaning that you trust His Word and then you rest there. Yeah, you trust in His Word, you believe His Word, and then you rest there. Yeah, so which means that you are not going to believe anything different from that. I mean, which means you have made up your mind not to believe anything different. You have made up your mind not to choose anything different from what the Word of God says. So you rest in His Word. Rest in His Word is more like you have been driving your car around, driving around, and then you just see a car park, and then you just drive to that place and park there. Yeah, and then you say, this is where I'm staying. I'm not living here again. Or you find a land and then you just build there. And then you tell yourself that this is where I'm staying. I'm not living here anymore. I'm not living here forever. Yeah, so that is an example of resting in the Word of God. It means you, when you receive the Word of God, or when you read the Word of God, you believe it and then you rest in that Word. So meaning that you make a covenant with your heart that I will not believe anything different. I will not follow anything different. I don't want to know whoever is counseling me or advising me to do otherwise. So when you make up your mind like that, that is when the Word of God begins to produce results in your life. When you have rested in the Word, in His Word. Not when you are still doubting, or you are still believing the words of people, the words of men. You honor the words of men more than the Word of God. You value the words of men, what people say, or what people will say, or what people think, or what people will think. You value that more than what the Word of God says. Then don't expect that the Word of God will work in your life. Don't expect, because it will not. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to rest forever in Your Word. I want to rest in Your Word forever. Help me. Help me to trust You enough. Help me to trust Your Word enough. The Word of God is enough. The Word of God is enough. So Lord, help me to trust Your Word enough. I want to rest in Your Word. Help me. And begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, I don't even know if you know the Word. How much of the Word do you really know? Yeah, how much of the Word of God do you really know? Say, Father, help me to rest in your Word. Thank you, Lord. Help me to rest in your Word forever. Help me to trust your Word enough to rest there. If you are still doubting the Word of God, it means you don't trust it enough. It means you don't trust God enough. Say, Lord, help me to trust your Word enough to rest there. Help me to trust your Word enough to rest in your Word. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to trust your Word enough to rest in your Word and not believe otherwise and not think otherwise. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Bible showed us how Jesus was in the boat, sleeping, and there was a great violent storm that was ready to sink the boat into the depths of the sea. And while the storm was blowing so hard on the boat, with all of those shakings and troubles, Jesus was still sleeping. Yeah, that is how the rest of God is. Yeah. The rest of God doesn't mean that God is doing nothing. The fact that we are saying we should rest in God doesn't mean that nothing is going on, like the power of God is not there, or the power of God is not moving, or is not working. And it doesn't even mean that you will do nothing, especially when you should take certain actions. Yeah, it doesn't mean doing nothing. Yeah, it only means that you are not panicking. Yeah, you are not running as others are looking at the danger, looking at the enemy, and they are running. You are just calm and peaceful. And then when you're going to move and take action, it becomes so perfect and successful. Yeah, because you are doing those things from the rest. While you are still resting, you are taking actions and they are succeeding. Yeah, because even the rest of God is victory. The rest of God is power. Yeah. So Jesus was sleeping, but power is there. He was sleeping during the storm, but power is there. Victory is there inside of him. Yeah. Glory is there. dominion is there, even though he was there sleeping. And when they woke him up, he took authority, and the storm ran. Yeah. The storm ran when he took, or when he exercised his authority. Now, you're going to pray. Many Christians, they have made so many mistakes because they allow the storm to destabilize them. Yeah, they allowed the storm the enemy has sent to destabilize them. Yeah, so they were confused. They didn't even know what to do. And they made some decisions that were wrong. And up to now, many of them are still suffering the consequences of those wrong decisions. Because when the storm came, they did not remain in the state of rest to hear from God. Because God will speak to you only in the state of rest. They did not go into that state or remain there to be able to receive power and authority to overcome the storm. Yeah. So when storm come, what do? Do you start running everywhere? Do you start laboring and struggling like the disciples were doing? They were trying everything to storm the boat out, to beat the storm. But all of those things did not work. Everything they were doing to beat the storm, to overcome the storm, did not work. Yeah, and Jesus rebuked their faith after calming the storm. So my question to you is, when storm come, or when storm came, what did you do? Did you allow the storm to destabilize your rest and peace? And then you begin to run up and down? Or did you stay calm and bold to face the storm and to conquer? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take me into the depth of your rest and peace. That will make me unmovable by any storm. Oh Lord, take me to that depth in your rest that will make me unmovable by any storm that comes from the enemy. Take me to that place of rest in you, that depth of rest in you, that no storm can shake, that no attack of the enemy can overcome. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Take me to your depth of rest, where I remain unmovable by any storm of darkness. Take me into that depth of your rest, where I remain unmovable. Where I remain unmovable where I remain unconquerable by any storm of darkness. In the name of Jesus, take me into that rest. Take me to that rest, Lord, where I become unmovable by any storm, where I become unconquerable by any storm of darkness. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have been praying. Fear will make you lose your rest. Yeah, and that means it will make you, and anything that makes you lose your rest will make you lose your power, your strength, your victory, your dominion. And because that is where they are, God's power, God's victory, God's dominion, they are all in His rest. Yeah. God's authority, God's grace, even God Himself reside in His rest. So you cannot enter heaven now and see people running up and down, fearful, afraid, troubled. No, because heaven is a place of perfect rest and peace. Yeah, so anything that can take your rest from you automatically takes your power, your authority, your victory, your strength, and your dominion. And fear is one of those things that takes rest away. You're going to pray. In what ways have you given in to fear? You're going to pray that the Lord deliver you. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, thank you, Lord. Deliver me from the fear that keeps taking me out of your rest." You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, deliver me from the fear that keep taking me out of your rest. Deliver me now. In the name of Jesus." Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, the hashtag Nisuzahagashta, Glean Deco Kiara Denadia, reject してたのかな? Deliver me from that fear that has been taking me out of your rest. Deliver me now in the name of Jesus. Talk to God like that.The whole Lord of hosts, deliver me from the fear that has been taking me out of your rest. Deliver me now from that fear. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me now. Thank you, Lord. Deliver me from the fear that keeps taking me out of your rest. Deliver me from that fear. Thank you, Lord.In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen.We are still praying. I said that the power of God is in His rest. In fact, the voice of God is in His rest.The direction you get from God, the guidance you get from God is in His rest. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father,Give me the strength to pull out the power and glory and revelations.And instructions and directions from your presence, from your rest. Give me the strength to pull out. You know, just as you fetch water from the well. You're going to say, Father, give me the strength to pull out your power, your glory, your grace, your revelations, your voice from your presence, from your rest. Oh Lord, give me the strength to do that. Give me the strength to do that.In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Give me the strength. Give me the strength to fetch out power. Believe me, there is always power in God's rest. And I've said it that His rest is in the spirit. When you are in the spirit, when you are not in the flesh, when you are in God's presence, that is His rest. When you are in that peace, that realm of peace, that is His rest. His power is there. I mean, all the powers of God are there. Even the greatest of His power, even the greatest power of God is there. Say, Lord, give me the strength to draw out power from Your rest, wisdom from Your rest, grace, directions, revelations, glory. Give me the power to draw them out from Your rest, from Your presence. Give me the strength, O Lord, to draw out great things from Your presence. Give me, O Lord, the strength to draw out wisdom, to draw out divine revelations, to draw out understanding. Give me the strength, O Lord, to draw out power from Your rest, from Your presence. Give me the strength, O Lord, to draw out Your voice from Your presence. It is not enough to feel God's presence. What about the power that is in His presence? What about the voice that is in His presence? What about the grace? What about the victory? What about those ones? Say, Lord, help me, strengthen me to draw from Your presence powerful things, mighty things, authority, grace. Give me the strength to draw them from Your presence, from Your rest. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Immediately, Jesus woke up from sleep in the boat. He took authority over the storm. Yeah, so Jesus was not negotiating with the enemy. Yeah. He was not begging the enemy. Yeah, we have some Christians today. They beg the enemy. As if that the language of war, the language of war is not begging. Yeah. The language of war is to fight, yeah, to conquer, yeah. So some Christians, they begin to shake when they see storm. They begin to say, this thing have come again. And these people have come again. And leave my life alone. What did I even do to them? What did I do to those witchcraft people? Why are they after my life? Why can't they leave my life alone? That is not the language of war. Yeah. Jesus took authority immediately. He exercised authority. So you don't negotiate with the enemy. You don't beg the enemy. You take authority. That is what you do when storm comes. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to remember to exercise my power and authority in Jesus when storm comes. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to remember to exercise my authority in Jesus, to exercise my dominion in Jesus. When storm comes, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. When storm comes, it's not the time to be shaken. It's not the time to be doubting. It's not the time. So Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to remember to exercise my authority. Help me to remember to exercise my dominion in Jesus. My authority in Jesus. When storm comes, in the name of Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me to remember to exercise my power and authority and dominion in Jesus when storm comes. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, oh God of vengeance and justice. Yeah, you're going to say, oh God of vengeance and justice. Execute judgment on everything the enemy is doing against my life and destiny. You're going to say, oh God of vengeance and justice, execute judgment on everything the enemy is doing against my life and destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nishehendisgala. Mahashtadashtadala. Nishdekitashtadala. Execute judgment. Execute judgment. Execute judgment. Thank you, Lord. O God of vengeance and justice, execute judgment on everything the kingdoms of darkness are doing against my life and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, execute judgment now. Execute judgment now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every darkness sitting on my head. Every darkness sitting on my head, sitting on my mind, to cause forgetfulness, to cause forgetfulness of your will, forgetfulness of your word. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Destroy them. And begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Why should you forget the word of God in times of storm, in times of battles? Why should you forget the will of God? Why should you forget the word of God in times of temptations? See, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness sitting on my mind, sitting on my head, to cause forgetfulness of God's word. Forgetfulness of God's will. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy them, fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every darkness on my head, causing forgetfulness of God's truths, of God's ways, of God's word, of God's will. Now, in the name of Jesus, consume such darkness right now. Right now. right now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness on my head, causing me to forget who I am in Christ, causing me to forget my authority in Christ, my dominion in Christ, my identity in Christ, be consumed now by fire of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Be consumed now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I take back the liberty I used to have that the enemy took away from me. You're going to say, I take back the liberty I used to have, the freedom I used to have that the enemy took away from me. I take it back now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Dishite hanegasya, dahasha de katagila, de harando shanegreya. I take it back right now in the name of Jesus. I take it back right now. I take it back right now, thank you, Lord. The liberty I once had, the freedom I once had that the enemy took away from me, I take it back in the name of Jesus right now, thank you, Lord. I take it back now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I take it back now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. I take back the virtues I used to have, the good character, the good attitude I used to have, the godliness I used to have that the enemy took away from me I take them back right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I take back the virtues, the fear of God, the godliness, the right character I used to have, that the enemy took from me. I take them back right now. I take them back right now. I take them back right now. In the name of Jesus. The day Gashan of Alashda. The Hesseshan Agenekaya. In the name of Jesus. I take back the good virtues. The right attitude, the godly character, the purity of life I used to have. I take them back now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power to possess my possessions take over me, overshadow me, the power to possess my possessions, take over me, fill me now, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the power to possess my possessions, the power to claim my divine inheritance, let that power fill me now. In the name of Jesus, let that power fill me now. Nijiote hande dangiala. Dehau shenishinilea. Mahash de dektara. The power to possess my possessions. Feel me now. Feel me now. Feel me now. Feel me now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the power to claim my divine inheritance, fill me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray three more prayer points before we round up the session. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the power to become who God says I am fill me now. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the power to become who God says I am, fill me now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. The power to become who God says I am. The power to become who God wants me to be. Fill me now. In the name of Jesus. Now. Fill me. The power to become who God wants me to be. The power to become who God says I am. Fill me now. Fill me now. Fill me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Fill me now in the name of Jesus. Fill me now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the power to break limitations and move forward with speed. Fill me now. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the power to break limitations and move forward with speed. Fill me now. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Dihone Heleshidea. The power to break limitations and move forward with speed. Fill me now. 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 Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Fill me now. The Deneka Hashanala Teshdonijda Baharanagala Deesendeshdenekiriala. In the name of Jesus, fill me now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You need to pray like this. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy the strength of the flesh in my life that is affecting my relationship with God. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy the strength of flesh in me, the strength of self in me, the strength of flesh in me that is affecting my relationship with God, that is stopping me from getting closer to God. Destroy it now. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy the strength of flesh and self in me that is bringing down my spiritual life. The strength of self and flesh in me affecting my relationship with God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy that strength now in the name of Jesus. Break in pieces the strength of flesh in me, confusing my relationship with God, spoiling my relationship with God, destroy the fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now, destroy them now, destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now as we round up the session. Raise up your right hand as I pray. O Lord, our Father, our Helper, our Maker, our Savior, we are so grateful for all that you have done. Thank you, Lord, for your helps and blessings. Thank you for your power and strength. Thank you for your authority and dominion. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified and magnified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you look upon everyone praying with me right now. Look upon them in your mercy and save them completely, deliver them completely, rescue them completely from all captivities now in the name of Jesus. As you have written in your word that you will send us help from your sanctuary, I ask, O Lord, that you send help now. The help your people need at this time, send it now. now into their lives. Send it now into their days. Send it now into their hours. Send that help now into their environment, into their lives in Jesus' name. The voices of accusations that have refused to stop accusing you before God in heaven, I decree that that voice be silenced now forever. In the name of Jesus, the hour of your visitation has come. The hour of your visitation has come. The hour of your elevation has come in Jesus' name. Breakthroughs you have never experienced before, I decree that they appear in your life now. In the name of Jesus, unusual support, even support from strangers, I decree that they begin to come to you. In the name of Jesus, sponsorships and support to fulfill your dreams, to fulfill your calling and vision and destiny, begin to receive them now. In the name of Jesus, interventions from the Lord that would crush your enemies into dust and powder, receive them now in Jesus' name. I decree that today your healing shall manifest. Today your deliverance shall be perfected. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.